Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Just a few days before the Super Bowl in New Orleans today, the NFL Players Association made the official announcement about the study that they've commissioned with Harvard University to spend $100 million to look at all aspects of the health of retired players. WBUR's Lynn Joliker spoke about the study with a Westboro resident who long ago retired from a football career that took him from Boston University to the pros.
A standing room only throng of 40,167.
On this VHS copy of old highlights from the Buffalo Bills' 1964 season, there's one that Butch Bird, who was a rookie that year, still vividly remembers.
Bird short circuits an apparent Charger touchdown drive with this interception, and the Bills are on the way.
My first interception, 78 yards. Never forget that one.
He went on to earn the Bills' record for career interceptions, 40 of them, a record he still holds. And playing defense as a cornerback, he was also known for his hits, especially the helmet-to-helmet ones.
The ear hole in the helmet is right here, so you'd slam him in the head, right in the ear hole, and that would knock him out. And that was accepted play. That was the way the game was played.
But in the ensuing decades, Bird says league leaders came to know better. The New York native who settled with his wife and kids in Westboro 26 years ago is president of the New England Former Players Chapter of the NFL Players Association. He welcomes the $100 million study the association has commissioned Harvard to conduct. Researchers will examine all aspects of former pro football players' health, including chronic bone and joint pain, mental health, and of course, neurological disease stemming from repeat concussions.
It's a long time in coming. I'm critical of the NFL only because, in this aspect, only because they knew something was wrong way before it came to light. And in fact, they went through a cover-up.
Players, including members of the association, who are suffering mentally, financially, and physically.
But the shape they're in, some of these guys, I mean, they're beat up. I mean, can't walk, hardly walk. The legs are busted up. The backs are hurting.
Bird says he was lucky. He was knocked out cold only three times, all in high school and college. He'll never forget the one time as a BU running back against UConn, when a few minutes after regaining consciousness, the coach put him back in the game.
It was in a fog. Everything was spinning and so forth. And so I ran out into the huddle, and the quarterback was calling the signals, and I had no idea what he was talking about.
Now knowing the dangers, Bird realizes how truly lucky he is. At 71 years old, his memory is good. He still runs and lifts weights. In the last decade, he suffered a heart attack and a stroke, but doctors ruled out football as the cause. He does, however, suffer occasional pain from a cracked vertebra and nerve damage from a hard hit. The Harvard study will examine former players who are generally healthy, as well as those who are sick. Researchers want to know why some have fared better than others.
From the days I've played, the guys are bigger, they're faster, they're hitting each other harder.
Butch Bird hopes the research will lead to better, more protective helmets and gear, and even more caution on the field. Ultimately, he wants the game to carry on.
A pair of blue-chip rookies, Butch Bird and Haygood Clark, spearhead the Bills' third straight win with heart-stopping first-half heroics.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.